Good evening, and welcome to another episode of That Which Does Not Kill Us. I'm your host, Sarah Arnold, and I had a very interesting realization today. It just came upon me as I received a text message from a very close friend of mine, and it just kind of gave me a light bulb moment, if you will. All of the people that I am close with and my favorite people to communicate with all have one thing in common. And what that is their choice of words. They all speak differently and have different speech patterns, inflection and tone and word choices that they use. But the thing that I love most about them is that's common anyway. The thing that they all have in common is that I love their speech patterns. I love the words that they choose. I love the alliteration when it's used. And they all speak differently, but the thing that draws me to them is my love of the way they communicate. And it can be just, usually it comes across just in random conversation. Now, I have to give credit where credit's due. Most of these people are people that I engage with in a working environment. So a lot of the communication that we have is very situational, and it's based on whatever's happening that day. So I'll give some examples. I casually refer to myself as having two work wives. The first one will find a way to make anything funny. I don't know how to elaborate further, and I really wish I could give a better example, but it's like everything that comes out of her mouth, and it doesn't matter if it's in a context of working or not, it's somehow like the inflection and tone and the words that she strings together, the way she strings them together, it's always interesting and it's always funny. Now, the flip side of that, the other kind of dialogue that we can carry on is it kind of goes on two completely opposing extremes. We can have really, really light comedic dialogue, and that can range on literally anything and everything you could fucking think about is where the dialogue will take us as far as, you know, what we are willing to put a comedic spin on. There's really not much, if anything, that's off the table in terms of being able to poke fun at it. The flip side of that is we can also have very vulnerable and honest conversations about a plethora of different subjects. And it's very, very refreshing because what I would go so far as to say is I feel as though that is one of the most unfiltered relationships that I have managed to cultivate in my entire life. And it's refreshing. And it's endearing and it's heartwarming because, like, there's no fucking masking. Like, it doesn't matter what the subject is at hand, there's no fucking masking, there's no, I don't know, there's no filtration. Whatever it is, like, if I tell her about something or if she tells me about something, that's what's reciprocated to each other, is a mix of complete, vulnerable, sometimes brutal honesty, and at the same time just this open support in admiration and adoration and love. And this is the first relationship that I feel as though I've cultivated where I can honestly say that about in my adult life. And I appreciate that for what it is. One of the other things that's unique about that is that she's one of the few people that I feel as though I can have, like, I can have an honest conversation about something that's very emotional while also being able to look at it and communicate about it objectively. And as far as that goes, she's only one of two people that I have that kind of communication. You know what I mean? Like, that she's one of two people that I have that caliber of communication with, where there's a nice mix of like raw emotion and complete separation from it at the same time. You know, where it's really hard to elaborate on it. It's very difficult to go into further detailings on, but I feel very fortunate because one of my other favorite people to talk to, because again, I have a small clump of people that I absolutely fucking adore. And the reason, you know, that I'm talking about in this episode, and these are the whys. So the other one where I can have that caliber of conversation with, I do feel like it's a little bit more filtered, but not much, is my oldest brother. And again, I'm going to go back to, I feel very fortunate to be able to have that caliber of communication with somebody where, again, being able to have honest dialogue about very emotionally fraught, I don't know. There's a word. I can't fucking think of it right now. It doesn't matter. But very heavily, things where you have a lot of feelings, you know, and there's a propensity for feeling some kind of way. Being able to have a dialogue with somebody where you get that mix of objectivity and logic with being able to have that emotion. And I don't think a lot of people have exposure to logic-based conversation about emotional topic and that level of objectivity. And so that I find very refreshing. I find very, very refreshing. And so now I'm going to switch it up and talk about my second work wife. So my second work wife is one of two people that I can say definitively that are in my circle where I respect her for her differences of faith than mine. So she is a Christian, and she is an embodiment of that faith, and we've had a lot of different calibers of conversations, and I respect the fact that we can have our differences in beliefs and communicate with each other like civilized human beings. And you know what I mean? We can have like a legitimate discussion where it doesn't feel like the intention is so much to change each other's mind, but to get to know each other and appreciate the differences that we have while having, again, a respectful dialogue about our differences. And then also finding the subtle nuance where we're the same but different. You know what I mean? Like, the conceptually we're the same, but we're on different sides of the, you know, different sides of the same coin. Or the reasons why is, you know, things like that. And so that's something that I think everybody needs. I think it's really important, especially in today's day and age. I think everybody needs to have people in their lives that are not the same as them, that they respect, value, admire, and adore. Because otherwise, we can tend to operate in almost like an echo chamber. And in operating in that space, a lot like you, it's almost like you stop seeing the humanity, in people who have different beliefs and values and opinions than your own. And that really is an unhealthy space to be in. It's almost psychopathic, to be able to completely disregard the humanity of another human being when they have a different viewpoint than your own. So I think that's important. Another great quality that she has, though, that I'm going to share is that she has the ability to paint pictures with her words. And so I'll elaborate a little bit further on that. Something that comes across a lot in a working environment, sometimes it's come across in like regular life too, but it comes across a lot at work, is if somebody's trying to explain something to me and I don't understand, I'm like, let me see it. I'm a visual person. And it's funny because she and I are at a considerable distance from each other right now. And one of the qualities that she's had that has always amazed me that I really appreciate is her ability to paint a picture with her words. Now, I don't know if she does this when she talks to everybody, but there are certain phrases that she strings together. It is in just such a way that I literally will get, and I'll get a mental image of what she's saying, and I can actually see it in my mind's eye. And I think that is a beautiful and highly undervalued characteristic. It's an amazing trait. It's truly an amazing trait. And so that is a phenomenal capability to have. And to be fair, the other thing that I would say too is I do feel as though her coming into my life at the time that she did helped me to better embody patience. Because again, this goes back to differences, because our communication styles are very different. And like, there's a lot of things that we are different about. And having somebody in my life with the level of consistency that she has been in my life, because obviously, if you work with somebody 40 hours a week, you're exposed to each other a lot. And the thing that you have the ability to learn is how to respect, value, and appreciate somebody that's not the same as you. And so, yeah, that's something I appreciate a lot. And so, yeah, I just want to kind of bring that up. Now, my crew now at work, my current crew at work, there's a couple of people in that have a similar tendency where we're all very similar and very different. It's really interesting. It's an interesting melding pot, I guess, if you want to call it that. And if you get those two people in the same area at the same time, everything becomes a joke. Like everything is funny. And so it makes for a really spectacular work environment, and it's funny too, because I'm realizing that the right combination of personnel on staff is a hell of a booster for morale. And it's awesome. It's really, really awesome to, have had the stars align in just such a way that the right people are in the right place at the right time for that kind of, I don't know, team dynamic to build, and how spectacular things get when that happens. And so Yeah, I appreciate like every day. Like every day I wake up and go to work, it's a great day. Like I have a really awesome team and I love them for that, for the environment that they create with just the dynamics. And so that's something that kind of it makes me happy for sure. And then last but certainly not least, is a very close friend of mine that I've known since I was, I think, 16. I think 16. Don't quote me on that. I could be lying to you. Might be 17, whatever. Either way, I've known her since we were teenagers. And just, I don't know. Like, I really have a hard time telling. Like, I don't know if it's intentional or not. I don't think it is. Like, I feel like it's a subconscious thing where, I love the way she puts words together. Like, I really, really do. And this is something that I realized that this is something that I value very highly. Like, and in having this as a conscious observation and a conscious thought, it makes me realize that something that is going to be very important in getting a partner is that I need a person that can communicate to me. You know what I mean? Can speak to me, like really speak to me. You know, I don't know how to describe that differently. So that's all the words I have for that. But at the same time, that has the capacity to listen and really see who I am, not just on the outside, but at the same time at my core. And that's another characteristic that I feel as though all of these people, all of the people that I feel closest to in my life, that's another thing that they have in common. I feel as though these minus the two new team members, because they have not seen me at my worst. Like, they very much have not seen me at my worst in any context, concept, or capacity. But the other individuals that I reference, like both of my work wives and then my friend from high school and my oldest brother, I'm sure. Like, I'm sure he's seen me at some kind of bad at some point or another in life because, I mean, duh, we're fucking related, right? These are people that I feel as though overall, like, they embrace me for who I am, like, best, worst, everything in between. And like, they can talk as well as they can listen. And that's what I'm realizing is like that's when it comes to romantic engagement, like, I think, like, I'm really learning what my values are through just, I don't know, random things that come up and experiences. And I think I definitely need, like, I need a partner that is capable of speaking to me in that kind of way. I don't know. Like, where it's not just speaking to my ears, but it's speaking to my heart in, you know, all different contexts and capacities. Because, you know, there's a side of me that has a really dark, fucked up sense of humor. Like, really, really dark and really, really fucked up, you know? And then there's another side where I have a sense of humor like a 12-year-old boy, where, like, dick and fart jokes are funny. You know, we can take it up to 15 and, you know, get into, you know, anything that has a possible sexual innuendo or connotation. Like, those are also priceless. But then at the same time, you know, there's a side where there's a lot of heavy emotion based on life experiences and stress. And then Aside from that, there's also like personal growth, professional growth, and there's all of these different sides. And just what I need is somebody that's open to that. And what I realize, and this is something that kind of sits in the back of my head, is that I need to be with somebody that appreciates me for who I am and won't, I guess, feel insecure. Because like I am a per like I'm all over the place. I'm a professionally driven woman, but at the same time I also have hobbies and I have a brain in my head. Sometimes those hobbies include, opening that brain and stuffing it with more information. And I don't want to be around somebody that's intimidated by the words that I use, because ironically, I can play both sides of the fence on that one, because it's either, very straight and very vulgar, or it's very educated because I like words. I think words are spectacular and I like to learn new words. And then there's certain things that I just kind of like, there's certain vernaculars that I picked up that are just a natural pattern of speech when it comes to talking on certain topics. And so I need somebody that's not going to be intimidated by that, that's genuinely going to be okay. Like, you know what? If you don't know the same words I do, that's cool. Like I don't just so long as you can have a fucking open mind and I can like share it with you. Like I can try to think of another word for the word that I'm using, So you're like, "Oh, okay." Yeah. Like that's it. I don't think that's too much to ask, but maybe it is. Either way, like, I guess it doesn't matter right now, but like, it kind of makes me smile. Because as I reflect, I'm really starting to understand my value, and that I'm at a point now where I refuse to settle for anything less than what I deserve. And I don't mean that to come across as some sense of entitlement, but it can. I'm sure that it can, and that makes sense. But more so because I've experienced a lot of tolerating things that were not healthy. And since I've taken the time and done the research and done the work and waded through, like, I'm not a perfectly healed person. Nobody fucking is. But I've worked towards healing, the wounds that have created a lot of unhealthy coping mechanisms and behavior patterns. And so what that means by default is that I have the expectation that if I'm going to entertain anyone going forward, that that is exactly what I deserve. Like I deserve to be in the company and seriously entertaining someone that is on the same or similar level, or on that same trajectory and path, in that can step back and actually feel remorse for the things that they've done that are wrong, or you know what I mean, the mistakes that they've made, whatever, however the fuck you want to put it, doesn't matter. But you know what I mean? Somebody that can actually identify their mistakes and not be afraid to do it different. Not to be afraid to, just operate on a different fucking trajectory if they've made similar mistakes, in their past to myself. And so, yeah, that's a big lesson. It's a really fucking big lesson. But I would love to find another word nerd, like somebody else that is hip to assorted vernacular types and can, I don't know, communicate in just such a way that, I don't know, makes my heart smile. So, either way, that's all I've got for today. Thank you very much for tuning in. As always, everybody, be well.